Catholic Group to Unmask Joe Biden, Wrecking Ball to Voters of Faith. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 30, 2021. An organization that seeks to inspire American Catholics to live out their faith in the public square has launched a website intended to unmask President Joe Biden, a man its leader says is remaking America from the ground up. While White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has referred to Biden as a devout Catholic and the Washington Post described him as very Catholic, Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, instead asserted in an op-ed at Real Clear Politics that the president has taken a partisan wrecking ball to the primary concerns of Americans of faith. From abortion to racial politics, to the politicization of science and a humanitarian crisis on the border, the first 100 days of the new administration have indeed brought a partisan wrecking ball to the priorities of religious voters, albeit with a smile hidden beneath the president's mask. Birch alerted American Catholics to some who are mocking Biden as a senile old man, incapable of running the country. "This is a critical mistake," he wrote, and cautioned. "Biden is installing an army of hard-left ideologues in every facet of the federal government with the goal of remaking America from the ground up. Combining radical policies like open borders, unlimited abortion, and packing the Supreme Court as ways to advance the equity agenda, the Biden administration has never sought to restore previous norms, but instead to create its own." To unmask the president, Catholic Vote has launched a website around the president's first 100 days in office, providing Catholics with a comprehensive timeline of Biden's actions on issues that matter most to them. The website, which already details 40 hostile actions from Biden toward Catholics, is only the start of an extensive campaign to tie the Biden-Harris administration's failures to many of the key races in the 2022 midterms. For example, an entry for April 28 described Psaki's statement that Biden respectfully disagrees with the U.S. bishops on the issue of using the bodies of aborted babies for scientific research. Another entry, on April 26, noted the Biden administration's withdrawal of a proposed Trump administration rule that would have had single-sex homeless shelters accept residents based on male/female sex, and not gender identity. Instead, the Biden administration will allow men, who claim to identify as women, to reside in women's shelters under the guise of inclusivity. "It can be easy to forget about important policy changes when the accumulated attacks on Catholics are so frequent and come from nearly every corner of this administration," Birch said. "We won't forget. And we'll make sure every Catholic doesn't either." The Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, has also released a memo that specifically details Biden's pro-abortion actions since he took office, one that will be sent to pro-life leaders, federal and state legislators, and national media. The pro-life organization updated its website to track all of the Biden-Harris administration's pro-abortion policies in its first 100 days. The first 100 days of the Biden-Harris administration have been marked by unprecedented abortion extremism, said Marjorie Dannenfelser, SBA List's president, noting the almost daily, fresh assaults not only on the unborn and their mothers, but on the foundations of America itself as pro-abortion Democrats hurry to push through their wish list before the 2022 midterm elections. Their agenda of abortion on demand through birth, forcing taxpayers to bankroll the abortion industry at home and abroad, rewriting all the rules and destroying key institutions as deeply unpopular, contrasting sharply with the unity President Biden promised in his inaugural address, she said.